Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. There was a club in Philadelphia on a pier that collapsed. Authorities in Philadelphia planning to resume a search this morning. And this news we received this morning, after a pier holding a new open-air nightclub collapsed into the Delaware River. Police said 37 other people were injured in Thursday night's incident at the nightclub. The club's called Heat. A waterside bar had a tarp-like canopy above the guests on the deck, which collapsed on them as they hit the water. The whole club just disappeared as it sat out on this pier. We did a little talking to young people across Los Angeles here. We live in Southern California and across the country today. We have on the line one young man who lives in Redondo Beach, California, which is, I would say, known for...
Bill Henry. Flashback.
Thank you. What was that about? Is he with us there? Hi, Chris. How are you?
How you doing, sir?
Great. You go to clubs, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I mean, that's kind of an open-ended question. You enjoy going to nightclubs?
I go to dance clubs. I enjoy going to different night spots in the South Bay of Los Angeles. And I do hang around Redondo Beach, which is one of the places where I do like to go to a club, yeah.
Okay. The question we were asking, I know Mike did and Melissa went out and asked, do you think that these places, a lot of these places are safe from the standpoint of how management runs them and how they treat young people? There have been questions concerning the safety of a lot of places, and we wanted to ask you. Now, do you go to clubs that you sometimes have felt maybe were too crowded, that perhaps didn't have enough security? You know what I'm talking about?
I do, and first of all, I want to say, Mr. Henry, how sad I was to hear about the Philadelphia club that got collapsed up into a river. I go to a place called The Bump. It's at the end of the Redondo Beach Pier in the South Bay here in Southern California. And I also love that club very much. I think it's a good club. But like any club, I think that there's some things that, some things that can be improved. I did lose a cousin in the Delray Club fire back in 93 in Mexico.
I remember that. That was a club in Mexico that caught fire?
Yes, it caught fire. And my cousin died in that. I don't know if you go to clubs, Mr. Henry, or not.
No, my clubbing days are behind me, man. I mean, I take my wife dancing once every 6 months. At my stage in life, we go to restaurants.
Okay, well, I mean, when you go to clubs, especially raves or house music clubs, but any club, actually, there's a lot of sexual energy, there's a lot of sexual tension.
There's a lot of what, sexual?
There's a lot of sexual energy, yeah.
And that's in the clubs that you go, obviously, because a lot of young people there, a lot of guys, a lot of girls, and a lot of people looking to hook up, right?
Most definitely. You're looking to get hooked up. And there, when I go, I dance my buns off because I have a lot of sexual energy, and I know my friends are the same way. So I dance my buns off to put the sexual energy out there. The downside is, with all that sexuality that's out there, I believe that it can be psychokinetic in a lot of ways. Like, I don't know if you've never seen the movie Firestarter.
Yes, I saw that. Was that the little girl who could start a fire with her eyes or something? Or
yeah, well, it was about psychokinetic energy, and it created a media fire. And I go to the Bump at the end of the Redondo Pier, and piers are like people. I mean, when you get sexually turned on and there's a lot of sexuality, your knees get weak. Okay, that's the first thing that happens. And a pier is a lot like a person. When there's a lot of sexual energy that's not getting released, the pier could collapse. And I think, in a lot of ways, and it may sound kind of crazy, I think that's what made the pier collapse in Philadelphia. Just the same way you get weak in the knees when you get a really good, like if your girlfriend is going down on you in the back.
Okay, can we, maybe if you're talking about kissing or something?
I'm sorry.
Okay, like kissing?
Yes, sir. Like if your girlfriend's kissing you or whatever, you get weak. Well, I mean, I never really get weak in the knees when, I mean, it takes more than that. But in any event,
I know everybody knows what you're talking about. We get weak in the knees when we are feeling turned on.
That's correct, sir. Yes.
Okay, so you're saying some kind of psychokinetic sexual energy that was not getting released in the nightclub in Philadelphia caused the pier to literally get weak in the knees.
The pylons under the pier could have gotten weak, and the whole club collapses under the weight of all that cess that's not getting released. And I'll never forget the night as long as I live, Mr. Henry. And I thank God this girl is okay. I'll tell you a story. I saw this very, very hot babe, okay, one night at the Bump, okay?
Now, the Bump is a club out on the pier at Redondo, right?
Yes, sir. And I saw this really, really hot babe, and she was wearing what are called pleather pants, which is polyethylene and leather together. It's kind of like a vinyl. It's called pleather pants, and they were very, very tight, and she was dancing, and she was looking good. So I was scouting for adult film, which I was going to be producing, and you may laugh at this, but I do have the ability. I'm very sexual, and I'm very sexy, so I can make a woman have an orgasm when I look at her. I mean, I've done that before.
And so you're saying that you're a really good-looking guy, and you have a lot of sexual energy, is that it?
Yes, sir.
I'm getting that. I'm getting what you're saying. So what are you telling me about the girl?
I was staring at her, and this girl is at the end of the bar, and I'm staring at her, and I'm focusing my sexuality and my sensuality out there, because I'm sending it out at her, and the sex was so strong that I was afraid of it. And I swear to God, all of a sudden those pleather pants that she was wearing caught fire, and like in the hip area and the crotch area, the pants got on fire. And I reached behind me and I got one of the seltzer hoses, and fortunately, and I thank God for this, that I was able to put her out.
But the girl's pants ignited.
Yes, sir. And I believe it was because of my sass.
Because your sexual energy was so strong, her pants caught on fire.
I do believe that. Yes, sir, I do.
And then you were able to put her out with a seltzer hose.
Yes, sir, I did, from behind the bar. I mean, I grabbed the soda hose from behind the bar and put her out. I was running on pure instinct and adrenaline. It was like Tom Cruise and Cocktail. So there's a lot of sexual tension going on in these bars, the men and women. And what I'm trying to say is that if you don't want the Philadelphia pier collapse to repeat itself, if you don't want to have another nightclub burned down, I think the women out there need to understand and relieve some of the guys of their sexuality.
What you're saying is women need to put out more.
I didn't use the word put out.
Well, I mean, that's what you're saying. You're saying that women in clubs need to put out more, or more clubs are going to catch on fire and burn down.
I think there is a lot of sass, and I'm sure you've heard a redhead babe called Firecrotch. Okay? Have you ever heard that called?
A redheaded chick called what?
Firecrotch.
No, sir, I haven't.
This chick was redheaded, and she was literally, you know.
Yeah, because you set her pants on fire with your sex. I mean, you got to understand, it's hard to believe, but if you believe that...
I really do believe it. I really do, because I have a friend of mine who studied psychokinetic energy. Okay, so I really do believe that my sexuality was so strong that her pants... Because she was...
Was she looking at you?
Yes, sir, she was. She was looking at me, and she thought that was sexy. So I'm saying, and I'm trying to put this the nicest way I can, to keep nightclub fires from happening, more women have to have sex with guys so that they don't... The clubs psychokinetically don't start a burn down to the ground and collapse into on top of you.
Okay, we're talking to Chris Norton, and we were talking about a lot of these nightclubs. There have been a lot of nightclub fires. We just had a Philadelphia nightclub collapse into the Delaware River. It was out on a pier. And Chris goes to a lot of clubs in Southern California. He believes, and it's out there, but he believes a lot of these fires and a lot of these mishaps in nightclubs are caused by the psychokinetic sexual energy of the people inside the club. And what you're saying is, just because it's sexual energy that's not getting released.
That's it, exactly. It has to be released into orgasm energy, or it gets so bottled up that it ignites, it's a spontaneous...
spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous combustion, yeah.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
And I had just one other thing, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want anybody to think that I'm really egotistical, but my sexual energy is very powerful, and it can be picked up by other guys. And what I try to do, and I think a lot of guys who have a lot of sass should do this, go into a bar, only stay for an hour, long enough to pick up the chick that you're going to pick up that night, and then leave. Because your sexual energy will be left in there and other guys can use it. And that's what I'm saying to guys who have the sass.
Go into a bar and stay there for an hour, as long as it takes to pick up a girl?
Well, I mean, you're going to pick up a girl, because if you're that sassy, you will. So go into the bar for an hour, pick up, you know, whatever's there, take her back to your house, you know, do what you want to do. But remember, you're leaving your cess back in the club for some other poor guy to use it because you left it laying in there. And that's the best thing I can say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton talking about the psychokinetic energy of people who have, you know, sexual energy, I guess, is starting nightclub fires. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I'm with Chris Norton. My name is Phil Hendry. This is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. As Chris, we're talking to young people about what causes, not what causes, but just getting comments about these club fires and clubs just having problems. There was a nightclub in Philadelphia that collapsed into the Delaware River. And should they be safer? Now, you're talking about something completely different. You're talking about the psychokinetic energy of sex, right?
Yes, sir.
And you believe there's so much sexual tension in nightclubs that they burst into flames?
Well, you know, I'm not trying to be laughed at or anything, okay?
No, I don't mean to laugh at you, but you're saying there's so much sexual energy in a nightclub that you claim that a girl's pants caught on fire because of you.
Yes, sir. I have a law that says, okay?
No, I know. You have a lot of sexual energy, and you looked at a girl, and you can make women orgasm by looking at them, right?
Yes, sir. I have done that.
Okay, her pants caught on fire when you looked at her.
Well, I mean, that's what I said. I mean, if you don't believe me.
I do believe, I believe you, okay? I'm just getting, I have to restate for the audience, okay?
Yes, sir. I was in a nightclub, it's called the Bump in Redondo Beach, and her pants caught on fire because of the sexuality.
Because of the sex you were laying on her?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
I'm calling from Miami, and I want to tell your guest that he is full of it. And I think that he should get off his psychokinetic ego trip.
I'm not on an ego trip, okay? I mean,
Oh, yes, you are.
I've seen it. I've seen it happen, okay? And if you've been in enough clubs, I go clubbing. I don't know if you go
Look,
clubbing.
I don't care if Phil Hendry believes you. I don't, and I don't know any women that would fall for that, okay?
Have you ever been in a nightclub?
No, I don't go to nightclubs.
Well, then you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I used to go.
There's a lot of sexual energy in nightclubs. And I can tell you right now that if you know anything, see, you come from, like, Mexico or something.
No, I do not come from Mexico. I'm from South America.
Okay. I mean, there's a thing called psychokinesis. Do they teach about that in South
America? I know psychokinesis, and you don't have any of that.
Okay. Well, you may not think so, but I made a chick's pants catch on fire, so...
You probably wish
you could do that, you know.
You made her pants catch on fire.
I didn't mean to.
Okay. Oh, I think this guy's too funny.
An
ego trip he's
on.
I'm not on
no ego trip. Mr. Hendry wanted to know why nightclubs catch on fire, and I believe it's on account of everybody dancing there has too much sex. In order to feel the sexual energy, you have to be hot. And you're probably a dog, and that's why you don't know what I'm saying.
Are you kidding?
We don't need to have that kind of insult, all right?
Well, this dog
that's right.
Not,
you don't have to insult me.
All right, you're totally the one
that looks like a dog.
No, I have no chick's pants catch on fire. I'm 28.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28?
If you saw me, you'd spread.
Really?
Okay, forget this talk, all right, so that we can have something intelligent. I don't want you to be talking like that, all right?
I mean, she's the one that called me a liar, okay? But as long as that dog was on the line, I was going to tell her I'd do it doggy style. You know.
So you really think you're something, huh?
Yeah, I am. And why should I be afraid of that?
All right, well, to keep your ego in check, let's talk about this psychokinetic stuff.
That's what I'm trying to do. But she was telling me that I was wrong.
Okay, fine. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have one main point here, and that is we don't need to be teaching people and going out and preaching to people about being immoral and spreading their legs in order to keep a nightclub from burning down.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do then? You've got all these people inside of a nightclub who are set, and I go in, I dance,
you know,
my buns
off. I can tell you how you do it. It's called marriage.
What about the nightclubs themselves that has people that's not married yet?
You don't have to have sex with people when you're not married.
Yeah, you do. Otherwise,
no, you do not.
Otherwise, the nightclub's going to burn down.
That is not true. What you're saying is cannot even be proven scientifically.
Yeah, this is a theory that you have.
Psychokinetic energy is real. Only you can prevent club fires by grabbing your ankles, ladies. And I'm saying there's a lot of people out there. If you look at the Pier Club last night, look at all the cess that was going on in there. They had, I mean, the sexual energy. The pier collapsed under the weight of all these guys walking around, loaded down. See what
I'm
saying?
What? It's ridiculous. That's
no,
ridiculous.
Ma'am. No, ma'am. You say it's ridiculous because you don't go to clubs. But I
that
know.
That's not
I've been
true.
In nightclubs.
You do
know
not know that. You do not know anything. So don't even go down the line with me the way you did with the last caller.
No, I'm just saying. If you don't know what you're talking about.
No, don't even go there.
If you don't know what you're talking
about. You have been ugly to that other lady because she didn't believe you.
No,
because
she called me an ego case. I'm not no ego case. I'm talking about stuff. How am I coming off as an ego case?
Well, you're talking about how hot looking you are, and
well, I am. Okay, I can't help it if I caught some chick's pants on fire. I'm saying that it happened to me, and I want people and women to know that people are going to die, ma'am. Men and women are going to die unless women start putting out. Now, I'm sorry if you don't like that. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, if she doesn't like that, but I'm trying to get the truth out.
You think that more people are going to die in club fires if women don't put out more?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do. And I'm
sorry.
That
is the biggest load of bunk I have ever heard
Why?
In my life.
Why?
And you know what?
Why?
You are going to go to hell if
Why?
You continue down that road.
Why do you think
Because that
bunk?
Is immoral.
What you're saying is immoral. What do you mean it's immoral? What are you talking
it's
about?
It's immoral. Fornication is immoral.
Is it immoral for
you
people
get married.
To kill people in bar fires?
You get married.
So you'd rather see some guy go up in flames as he's sipping on a drink than get
then
laid?
Then don't go to the bar.
There's an answer. Don't go to bars.
All right. Now we're all supposed to see. These Christians want us not to have fun. I think these ladies
no,
are just
no.
jealous of my sex.
You can have fun without going to a bar and getting laid.
You don't want nobody to go to no bar because you're jealous of my sex, and you probably don't get much sex. That's why.
See, now you're doing it again.
Well,
you're treating me like you did the other person, and you're
you
not
are.
Going
you're
to
being
do
rude.
That to me.
You're being rude. Okay.
Well.
No, you are the one being rude.
No, you're being rude.
No, you're being rude.
I
have said nothing
no.
about you, your personality. I didn't even call you an egomaniac. You're the one being rude.
You're telling me I'm immoral. That's just about as bad.
You're preaching immorality.
I'm not preaching immorality. I'm trying to save lives, lady, about people got going to
no,
a club
you're
and guy's going to burn
immorality.
Up.
Immorality.
Okay, ma'am, thank you. And you're going to have that problem. You're going to have people saying it's immoral to go out and have sex outside of marriage. And
okay, so let's all go into a club, Mr. Henry, and set fire to ourselves because of all the sex energy. Because I'm not supposed to have no cess on account of that lady in San Antonio. She's all bummed up. Okay, I'm going to walk into the Rusty Pelican some night and just spontaneously ignite because I don't want to piss off some broad in San Antonio. I don't think so, man.
You're telling me that I'm going to walk in or you?
Well, maybe not you because I don't know about your cess.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's say I'm a limp guy, so I won't explode into flames, huh?
No, just the cess people, and that's the people that go to clubs.
Here's Dallas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Dallas, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Where does he get off?
I'm trying to save lives of people of all the nightclub fires.
Well, the way to save lives of all the nightclub fires is shut your mouth. I mean,
shut
where
my mouth.
In the world
I don't start
did
fires,
you,
lady. Okay.
Where did you come up with these wonderful ideas?
I came up with the psychokinetic idea by reading a book on psychokinesis, which is
about
energy.
Well, you read
energy.
It backwards.
Well, what do you know about it?
Well, enough. But you are absolutely, totally crazy.
Why?
I mean, because people go to clubs to have a good time, maybe pick somebody up, but it certainly doesn't fall into the ocean or burn somebody's britches off.
Hey, man, I saw it happen.
Well,
he claims that
smoking?
He set a woman's pants on fire by looking at her.
That's right.
Well,
all right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What?
That's awesome. What is that?
What music is that? What band is that, you know?
What band is that? Is that Venom? That's so awesome. Death rock is so awesome.
Turn it up so he can get off on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very awesome. By the way, I promote some concerts that are like some clubs. I do a club on a Tuesday night. I want everybody to come out of my club. It's called Club Hotel, and it's on Tuesday nights. And it's generally over in the Manhattan Beach Strip Mall, and there's only cover charge $2 to come out.
So you do clubs, huh? You have your little raves?
Yeah, I have raves and stuff.
Okay, we're talking to Chris Norton. He's a club goer in the South Bay. Why are nightclubs catching on fire? Why do they collapse into rivers? We had a nightclub in Philadelphia do that. Chris feels it's because of the psychokinetic sexual energy that's in the club. He believes that if more women would give sex to men and release that sexual energy, the clubs wouldn't catch on fire. He claims also to have been in a club one night, The Bump in Redondo Beach. He looked at a girl, she was turned on by him, and her pants caught on fire. And you put them out with the seltzer hose, right?
I put them out with the soda hose, yes, sir.
From behind the bar?
Yes, sir. And I can hear you laughing.
It's hard not to laugh, all right? Here is Pinellas Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Pinellas Park, Florida?
Yes, Pinellas Park. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, do you know where that's at?
In Tampa.
No, St. Petersburg.
Oh, good, okay.
Haines Road.
That's exciting.
You come down there and act like that, and I guarantee you, you won't walk out of there.
Right,
catch nobody's pants on fire around there because there's good people down there.
I don't go to
redneck.
I don't go to redneck bars. Okay?
Oh, you don't?
I go where good-looking women are.
Oh, they are good-looking women. Let me tell you.
Well, I don't say they got to have teeth to be good-looking. Okay?
Oh, they have teeth, honey.
They do?
Yes, they do.
Are you one of them?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so
I've been around that road for 25 years. Those outlaws will strip you apart.
No, there's no...
Because you're not even a gentleman. No, you're not a gentleman.
Rednecks in Florida don't scare me. Look, I go into bars to get sex, okay? I'm not there to have homosexual sex.
What if you ain't got AIDS by now?
No, I don't get AIDS.
Oh, you don't?
No, because I have a very strong metabolism.
Oh, my God, give me a break.
How old are you, Grandma?
I'm 62 and very good looking.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No joke.
It'd be quick work for me. Look, there's no hot chicks in Florida, just a bunch of old people and toothless whores, okay?
Oh, you're wrong there, because we have
California.
A young crowd.
I hang out in California, and I have sexual energy.
You better stay in California, because I guarantee you, you won't make it here.
There ain't no good reason to go to Florida, lady. We got all the pussy we need down there.
Okay, thanks a lot. And watch your language, okay?
I'm sorry.
Corona on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This guy, you are such a kooky geek. You just sound so weird. There's no way you get any hot babes. I mean,
that's what you like to say, okay?
Why do you say sex? It's sex. Sexual energy.
Sexuality.
Why do you talk like that?
I'll tell you right now, I go into The Bump in Redondo Beach, I set this chick's pants on fire, and you're just pissed off because I didn't do it for you.
That is so stupid. There's no way. And I go to, I go clubbing all the time. And that is not even happening now where you go home with guys, People give out phone numbers. They go out dancing with their friends. But
do you want to go to Blue Room Club with me tonight? I'll prove you wrong.
No.
All I'm trying to do and all Mr. Henry wanted me to do is come on and ask about how come nightclubs catch on fire. I believe in the psychokinetic energy of, somebody's crotch is going to catch on fire if women don't do the do.
Dude,
that's why clubs do it.
You are so bizarre. And
why is that bizarre? Don't you know nothing about psychokinetic energy?
Well, it certainly would not make a peer collapse.
Yeah, it does. It made a club collapse. If I leave a club after I pick up a woman, then the guys have my sexual energy left over, and they can use it for them to pick up women. And hopefully then more guys will get women to be picked up by, go to a parked car, get off, and clubs won't burn down.
You're sick. You're gross.
Why am I gross? I'm telling the truth.
I don't think you are. It's the truth in your own mind, maybe.
Well, why do you think clubs are burning down?
Well, just the way they're built. If they're old, if they're by the ocean.
Oh, you're right. Hello?
Who's breathing so hard?
I'm talking to you, baby. I'm waiting for you to make some sense.
I'm hanging up.
Oh, right. Hello? Oh, look at that. You know what happened?
What?
She could feel my sex coming on.
And suddenly her pants caught on fire and she had to go put them out in the sink?
Hey, you know something, Mr. Henry? I came on your program in good faith, and I was trying to be as good a person as I can. And
That's fine, man. But, you know, quit with the breathing. Do you have a sinus problem?
Yes, sir. I have hay fever.
Well, we can hear you breathing. 1-800-449-8686. Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, I don't know what that guy's doing, but he sounds like he's over there masturbating to his own comments about how hot he is.
No.
I am 22.
No.
I am gorgeous. I have models for more money than you probably make masturbating in your clubs. But you know what?
Not in Gainesville, you don't, baby. Not in Gainesville, baby. You don't do no modeling.
Honey, I just moved here to go to school.
You moved up there to what?
To go to school. Have you ever heard of
University
that?
University of Florida's in Gainesville.
Right.
Well, why would you do that when you're making the big dough on South Beach or whatever you was doing?
Because I would like to actually go somewhere in life and not wind up an idiot on the street corner masturbating.
I don't masturbate.
Why the clubs are burning down?
I don't masturbate.
Because we have more idiots like you running around on the street, people who need to be locked up and doped up. You are
nuts. How am I burning down a club?
You're nuts, dude. You need to be like wiped out.
Did
you put on some Thorazine or some Valium or something?
So you're telling me that you're like a model or whatever?
No, you know what? Consider me fat, ugly duck, okay? I don't care what you think of me as.
Well, first of
I'm
all...
I'm telling you, you need to take some Valium and chill out.
No, I'm saying that good for you that you're a model, okay? I'm very good looking, too, okay?
I doubt that.
But I'll
tell
you something right
seriously.
Now. I happen to be in Los Angeles, okay, California, okay, which is way cooler than Miami, and you should come out here and do your modeling out here. You could go to USC or go to UCLA, too, baby. But you're back there wasting your life, man.
You're in California. You're probably somebody's punk. You bend over and take it in the butt. Quit
somebody's
talking
punk.
To me about sexual energy because you probably can't get women.
Hey, baby, I have the largest collection of adult films on the West Coast. I currently direct
adult
movies.
And that's a good thing?
I currently direct adult movies. And if you play your cards right, you know, you could be in one of them.
Honey,
can
I
you
would
put your
not come
behind
see
your
you if you paid me $100,000.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just asking you, can you put your ankles behind your ears, yes or no?
Can
Wait,
you?
Don't answer that. Don't answer that question. What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing? I thought we were going to talk about clubbing, going to raves. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, what's this got to do with you getting her in one of your adult movies?
Right.
She said that she's a model.
I said I model. I didn't say I had sex on TV.
And I didn't start nothing. And she started it by saying that I was somebody's punk. You know what I'd do if you said that to me, baby? I'd probably...
I just did.
You know what? I wouldn't let you have sex with me.
You couldn't pay me to have sex with you. Are you out of your mind?
When you find out that I can set chicks' pants on fire, maybe you'd like to have some sexuality.
If you can set a woman's pants on fire just by looking at her,
yeah.
You know what? I will find you 100 women to sleep with for the rest of your life. You're full of it.
Hey, I get more.
The stink is all the way over on the East Coast, honey. We can smell you out here.
I can tell you this much. I get more ass than your agent gets from you.
Okay, that was completely uncalled for.
She started the whole thing.
You're talking to a lady here, okay?
She started the whole thing, man. Calling me a punk. I set this chick's pants on fire at the bump in 1995.
You're full of it.
You want to see the pants?
Yeah, I would love to see any proof you have at all.
Come on out, babe.
No, you're a big man. If
I'll
you set
send
her pants
you,
on fire, why don't you call her up?
You know what I'll do? I'll send you a plane ticket, man. I'll put you up out in L.A. at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills, baby. And I'll take you down to, you know, like the South Bay or whatever. And you can check out the L.A. scene. Go up to Malibu. I'll light your pants on fire right now over the phone. Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, you try.
Okay, here goes.
Now, wait a minute. What are you going to do?
I'm concentrating my sexuality to this girl. It's in Gainesville. Where's that?
In Florida. University of Florida.
Okay, here goes.
You sound like you're taking a dump.
Could you ask her to please be quiet because I'm trying to concentrate?
It does sound like he's taking a dump, doesn't it?
Okay. Hold on for a minute.
What are you doing?
I'm putting in earplugs, man. I don't want to listen to you people.
All right, he's going to try to set your pants on fire, ma'am.
Can I laugh at you?
Get a glass of water ready to put yourself out, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm
Chris? Done. Chris?
Hold on.
He's got his earplug. Let him concentrate.
Okay, tell me your pants are on fire.
Oh, yeah. I'm burning up.
She's lying, man.
She would have said something, man.
She's lying.
How would I not be in pain if my pants were burning up my ass?
Let me ask you a question. Can you smell hair burning?
Can you?
Hey. Okay, that's a yes.
Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Listen, don't come to California, ma'am. Don't do it.
I'm sending her a plane ticket.
Don't do it.
Sniff. I can smell it. I smell pubes on fire.
This guy's a mental case. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we have here the Inner Balance book that I was reading from. You know, this, what the hell do you call this stuff, man? New Age stuff, you know? Look at this. They got like a new way. The tender way to take your child's temperature, the Tender Tech Digital Pacifier Thermometer. And they have pure aromatherapy for babies. And they have Choose the Green Guide for Child Care, and they got Good Beginnings. It's different things like comfy, cozy, 100% organic cotton is great for mom and baby. Just a lot of stuff, you know, because you can't trust half the crap that they're making anymore. So this is all what you call new age, or what do you call it? You know,
natural,
yeah. And we go out to this place because I saw it in a movie called The Player. So I said, oh, look at that. Maybe we'll see some movie stars. And it's a place out in Palm Springs called the Two Bunch Palms. And it's, if you see The Player, the movie, in the movie he takes his girl. Did you see that, Jeff? He takes her there, right? I said, this place looks awesome. How do I get there? How do I go there? Where do I go? You know, what do I do? And I didn't know anything about it, and I kind of lost. It's not a nudist colony, which is the first question, of course, that Craig Taylor asked. Nudist colony? I mean, can you hook me up? No, it ain't nude. Although in the flick, a guy and his girl go nude swimming in the mineral bath there. So, I don't know how to go there. And then my sister, I got out to California, I'm talking to my sister, Joanne, and she says, you know, if you guys want to go somewhere for a week, go to Two Bunch Palms. I don't know what the hell it was, so I get out there in the car and I go, oh, this is the place in the movie. So, you know, we check in, and I go, this is cool, because they got rooms, Mike, with their own little private jacuzzi tubs. And then you go over to the mineral bath thing, which is where the guy and the chick got into it nude in the movie. And, you know, I tried stripping down, and the police, I mean, they called, not because you can't be nude, but the guy said, you can be nude, but not you. You know, put him on. What flick? The Player with Tim Robbins. And anyway, you can sit in this mineral bath for hours, man, and your fingers don't prune up. It's really kind of cool. And you float around, and it's awesome. So then you get out of there, and you go in, and they got a restaurant, and they got a bar, and you can go and get plastered. Like, you go and get detoxified. Yeah, and they got a spa where you go and get your rub down. And then you go and you get plastered, and the guy comes out from giving you a massage and says, I thought I just got all the crap out of your system. You're putting it back in, huh? That's right. That's what I paid for. And then they have these mud baths. Now, I don't know if you've ever taken a mud bath. I don't even know if you know what one is. But basically, you sit down in mud. You're sitting down in, it could be mud. It could be, some guy just might have taken a full, gorgeous crap. And you're luxuriating in it going, this is very, smells kind of, you know, is that the fertilizer effect? Yes, that's what it is. You're just sitting in some guy who took a crap. You don't know. Which is the reason why Maria didn't want to do it when we went up to Calistoga. And I say this with all due respect to the great people in Calistoga. My wife didn't want to take any mud baths up there because she was afraid some guy had pinched one off in the mud that she was going to get into. She was just petrified. And with all due respect, you go into somebody, you know what I'm talking about, Calistoga up there, man? Calistoga Springs, never been up there? You go north out of Napa, and they have this little town, looks like an old west town, and it's noted for its spring water. It's like rejuvenating spring water, and they have mud baths and stuff. And I mean everywhere. Stop here. You can go in and get these mud baths. You go in, and there's like 20 people waiting, and some dude taking down names, and they're sending them in and sending them out. And Maria was really, you know, she was afraid that she was just going to be sitting in someone's doo-doo. And I said, well, that's cool. It's kind of, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. So we went out to this thing. So now cut to the two bunch palms experience. And she said to me, I got to find out what it is. Some guy's crapping in this because I'm not going to sit in it. And she said to the guy, so what's up with it? And the guy says, Mrs. Hendry, we filter like 300 degree water through this. We you know, really do it right. You know, it's like a half hour between people and we get it all cleansed out. And it's just clean. I'm thinking, how do you clean up mud? But I never said anything to her. I just, yeah, honey, they clean it up. It's fine. You know, how do you clean mud? How does that happen exactly? So, but we got into it. And you know what? It might have been, as far as I knew, polluted by some other clown that had been sitting there like a fat man. Or maybe that dude, fat bastard from Austin Powers. But it felt damn good to me. It's the cleanest mud I ever sat in. And it was hot. And you sit in it. Then you get out and you get hosed off. But before that, they gave me a massage. You ever not too sure whether you're supposed to be nude for a massage or not? Have you ever? Seriously. I don't know. She says, go in and take your clothes off. I'll be in a minute. And I'm like, okay. I guess, yeah. And I got nude. And she's like, please put the towel over you, sir. Okay, Jesus, don't say take the clothes. I don't know what you want me to do. You never had a massage? Because you think they're queer, right? Then go out and get one, okay? You look like you need one after taking your wife to the airport and coming back up the 405 the way you did. Don't ever go up the 405 for any reason whatsoever. I don't care if it's the only way home, man. Stay where you are. Rather than go up the 405. You got one for your wife, but not one for you? Why don't you give one to your wife? Yeah, they're pretty nice, man, and they're very detoxifying and all this crap. What they do is they lay on a table, and then they stick your face into a ring or something, so your face is jammed down in this thing, so that your body is perfectly level, and then they start rubbing you and massaging you everything, and it's the whole point of a massage is to detoxify the body, so they get all this crap. Suddenly your nose starts running, your eyes start blurring, you're just coughing and hacking, and you can't breathe, and whatever they think is relaxing about that, man, I don't know, because the last massage I had, I couldn't freaking breathe.
Go get a massage because it's very, very relaxing. And the lymphatic chakra is opened up, as well as the entire ear area and your nasal passage. And I'm like, okay. So I lay down there and I'm...
Then the last thing is we went and got a facial. Now, I know it sounds a little fey, but hey, guess what? It's a great thing, man. You got to do it. So we get in and we get a facial. Now, by this time, we'd had about 15 margaritas, and I'm laying there, and Maria's on the table over next to me. So there's two of them working on us. And what they do is they put this mud on your face, and they put on a cinnamon-based thing. It's really, really cool. It's really, really feels good. And within 5 seconds, I can hear Maria. And all of a sudden, the effect is ruined. It's freaking ruined. I'm going, Jesus!
Is that your wife?
Yes! Stop it! Shut up!
Well, the poor little thing. She's relaxed.
She's relaxing. Hell yeah. Relaxing. So that's, but I don't get no massages anymore, but that facial thing's good. And I recommend the mud bath, I recommend the mineral baths, and I recommend the tequila. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.